This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay. Thank you, everyone, for joining today's call. Fiona, it seems that Fiona has some problems to speak through the phone. So I'll share for today. As you can see, we have shared the agenda in the Adobe Connect. So there is not so big change compared to previous call, and we are continuing the work we started already, and hopefully we try to finalize at least one item in that agenda. But first, let's start with reviewing action items to see how the progress states for them. So the first action items about giving input to about the global account project, and this is from the discussion we had with Chris in the last call. So we will share again the document in the mailing list and asking people if they have any comment and maybe thinking how we can help for this project and try to push for the collection, data collection with regard to diversity elements. And the other action, it's connected to that, and with regard documentation. Maybe just here, I think we need to send a reminder to Chris. So Natalie, can you please handle that and send him a reminder? So this is kind of an action to follow up. Thanks. So the other action is with regard to the questionnaire. We updated it, and it was shared in the mailing list. So while we have maybe some comments, I think it's really time to finalize it. We reduced the number of questions according to the last discussion. And so I guess now it just needs some tweaking and share that with the rest of the cross-community working group for input and also for kind of the buy-in, so we can send it to the SO and ACs. We need to have in mind that Copenhagen meeting is just a few weeks away, and that's usually kind of a busy time for most of those who are going to attend the ICANN meeting, so that can impact the results that we can get. Another action, it's with regard to discussion about the Office of Diversity. So we should do that in the mailing list, and this is with regard to the and also to the suggestion from Sebastian about discussion with the other subgroup about the Ombudsman office and to see how we can working on this proposal. So yes, I think that we need to maybe share more details with the subgroup in the mailing list. Maybe Sebastian, if you are willing, can you send maybe more details just as a follow up to the mailing list, so we can kind of resume the discussion there and include those who are not attending the call. Okay. This was the action item we have. Let's move to the next agenda item. Okay. So the next agenda item is about the questionnaire. So basic idea is really to finalize the questionnaire. And kind of maybe tweaking and just reviewing it with regard maybe to proofreading and if need of some rewarding. I'm not sure. I think I saw that Renata raised it for hand, but she kind of... Yes, Renata?
Hi, Rafika. Yeah, I just wanted to indicate that the questionnaire was sent from the drafting team and had some changes after that. You see some comments there. Mainly question one is not there, which was about if other diversity elements are identified by the SOAC, and I reviewed, apologies I couldn't be in the meeting on the 25th, but I remember a comment by Julie Hammer exactly on keeping questions one and two. So I don't know why that was removed. Maybe it should be back there. Because it's different from the question that is there now. What if any of these elements are relevant to your group? It was asking to identify other elements that would be important. I also see the comments here about deleting the questions or the phrasing. I'm not sure because the drafting team has already gone through and deleted a few questions. So I think we should just put question one back there and finalize it. That would be just my comment. Thanks.
Thanks, Renata. I'm not sure about which question is missing because we agreed last time to keep the two questions by Shirley comment, but some that there was someone kind of reordered the questions. So I'm trying to check the previous version for the questionnaire. Since we used it and the numbering there in order to say to keep or remove some questions. So in the meantime, when I am trying to check, I see that Judy want to speak. Yes, Judy, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafik. Julie Hammer speaking. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me, please? Oh, thank you. Yes, just to clarify, Rafik, the questions one and two that are currently there are the two that were deleted and have now been put back. So I think as presented on the screen, questions one and two are good. And that's what I had asked to be put back. Thank you.
Thanks, Judy, for confirming. Yes, I guess so. Yes, and I think also we updated question number three to add, since we removed the one about geographic and diversity and added that part about which level of details. Yes, Renata.
Just noting that, yeah, the question, what happened is that the order was changed. You have, so I see now that they're both there, so it's good.
Yes, thanks, Renata. So, in fact, it was reordered, I think, by Corian, but I double-checked before, so we strike it. Three questions, so we had, if I think, 9 or 10, and we brought back 2. So now we have 6. So I think what we can do is really just to check the some comments that were, I think, left by Corian. If there is any concern or if we think we can accommodate them. Otherwise, just really to check the wording and... if there is consensus, we can send them just to the mailing list for consensus call and see if there is any objection. If there is none, I think we then after that we can consider them as adopted and share them with the rest of the cross community working group. So okay, I see that Fiona wants to speak up. Yes, Fiona. Fiona, are you speaking? Because we cannot hear you.
Sorry, I thought I had unmuted.
Okay, so we can hear you now. Yeah, please go ahead.
You are concluding, but we need to add in the comments from Corinne. Then circulate it to the larger CCWG.
Yes, Fiona, we are trying to see if we can accommodate that comment and see how we can respond to that. And trying to finalize for today, I think that's what's maybe remaining that's pending for the questionnaire and just checking the wording, I mean more proof reading. And after that, after this call, to send to the rest, I mean to the mailing list, to the rest of the participants, and having a call for consensus to check if there is any objection or any other comment. After that, if there is none, we can consider it as we have consensus and send it to the CCWG for review. So I see Fiona and Judy. Fiona, it's an old hand or you want to add something? Okay. Julie, please go ahead.
Thank you, Rafik. One of the comments that Corinne had made I thought was a very good one, and it was in relation to question four, are diverse interests and viewpoints proportionally represented within your SOAC group and its leadership? She made the comment that you could actually have diverse interests and viewpoints in a completely homogenous group based on other diversity aspects. So she was really questioning whether that question would really provide any information of value. And I think perhaps she's correct that maybe that question isn't going to provide us anything that is really of great use to us. So I'd just be interested to see what others thought about that.
Yeah. Thank you, Judy. I'm trying to recall how we added this question because it was not really in the first draft. And I think it was when we had the kind of discussion about the cultural diversity and that, I mean, it's not necessarily, kind of aligned, not necessarily aligned with the geographical diversity. And I think that was maybe missing as a context here. And I see in the suggestion from Corinne, since we maybe to avoid any kind of misunderstanding, we can remove the wording proportionally if we are not really explaining what does it mean. And then the question will be just, are diverse interests and viewpoints represented within your SOAC group and its leadership? And yes, that's the question then. If it's by removing that, it still has... does it still have any, added value? So that's maybe the question here. It's either we strike the word proportionally, and or we just strike the whole question if we don't think that it can be of any added value for us to get input. Yes, Renata.
Hi, Renata, I left a note that I think the question is clear enough. I do not really understand the relationship with diverse interest and viewpoint relating to a non-diverse groups. It's about interest and viewpoints, not group composition. And proportionally represented, I understand it as mathematically represented. So you would have to have someone defending, for example, stakeholder groups' views proportionally, geographic regions proportionally. So, yes, with that comment, I think only complicates the question. I think it's clear enough, but it's just my opinion. Thanks.
Hey, thanks, Renata. Sorry, I'm not sure to understand your comment. Are you agreeing that we should remove the question or just rewording it? So you can clarify, please. Okay. So let's see what other things, because we get here two different points of view, either to just to keep as it is or just remove it, because also I think Colin was suggesting to remove the word proportionally at least. So what other think about this? Okay, maybe just asking, should we keep the question and see if people agree or object to that? Okay. Okay, I'm really looking forward to hear from others, so to get the sense, I'd say, of what, if we have a consensus on this or not, so it's hard to make any decision. I see it's kind of, we have two different point of view here. Okay? I think, yeah. So, yes, Sebastian, but
thank you, Rafik. Yeah, I am not sure that we need to be so prescriptive in our question. What the first point is to be aware if there are different interests and viewpoints represented, and in your SOAC group and so on. The kind of proportionality, I guess, will be a nightmare to describe and to be sure what it will be, how it will be answered. Maybe it's I suggest that we add the following. After, at the end of the question, are diverse interests and viewpoints represented within your SOAC group and its leadership, and how it is done. Like that, if there are way it's done proportionally or it's done each viewpoint as one represented or whatever way it is done, it will be more open questions than just to ask if it's proportional. Thank you. Rafik, you seem to be mute because we can't hear you, and I guess you were supposed to be the one to take the floor after me. It's Sébastien speaking.
Thanks, Sébastien. Yes, I was speaking, but I didn't unmute myself. So I was saying, yes, adding that part maybe can help, because otherwise just asking if are diverse interests and viewpoints represented within the group, I assume everyone will say yes, but asking how it's done, that's another matter. Okay, so I see that we are rewording here the question. So I understand that Judy was more for removing it, but I'm looking forward to hear from her if she would be fine with it's kind of this rewarding, and to make maybe more kind of trying to get some specific input here. Judy, can you speak, or I mean, do you want to intervene here?
Yep. Thank you, Rafik. Julie speaking. I can live with that. If that's what the majority of people think is appropriate, that's fine.
Thanks, Jay. So, we are trying to work here in collegial manner and trying to see how we can find consensus. At the end, by this question, we are looking to get input that can help us in our work. So, and I guess we need to be strategical in some way to ensure that we get response. So, thanks again. Okay, so let's, I think we took note about the suggestion from Sébastien, and we will reflect that in the Google Doc. Other than that, is there any suggestion or comment for other questions? Okay, so since we had only that suggested amendment, we can do that quickly and share within the next hours a kind of the final version for the whole subgroup review. And to make a consensus call, let's say, till the end of this week. So, give opportunity to everyone to wait in and the questionnaire or share the comments. After that, we can consider it as adopted and having consensus against the subgroup and send it to CWG. Okay, thanks again everyone for this. I think it took some time, more than expected, but at least it's a way for us to ensure that we, which week it is in the way that we hope to get more input from the SO and AC. Yeah, thanks again. So if we can move to the next agenda item, which is about discussion about the straw man. We didn't discuss that for a while, and I think maybe Fiona, if you can take over this for this part.
Thank you, Rafiq. We've had meetings as we have invited different ICANN staff to share with us on the data they have on diversity. We had already started compiling the report as per the template provided by the CCWG co-chair. So we have used the discussion of the straw man as forming part of that report. We are also compiling from the data we collected from the lightning talk, the one for, or lightning documents, the one for AFMIC and the one for Delilah, are forming part of the report, because we have to present to the community what we have found as the current status. And in some of those documents, there are recommendations, some comments that go into recommendations in terms of what we think ICANN should be able to do to improve diversity. We have not discussed all of them. We have discussed some of them. But even then, the discussion has not been quite detailed. And so we're hoping that in the next meeting, we'll be able to have sent it out. We are also taking the feedback from ICANN staff data and trying to put it together so that it forms part of the status of what we found out in terms of diversity from all the different angles we have discussed over the last couple of calls, particularly the Strawman document that we started discussing towards the end of last year, and all the calls we've had today, and the documents that have been circulated. We are getting all that data together into the report as part of the status report. Then we should be able to have that go out, I think, with the questionnaire. I need to clarify the process. And so if we can get more feedback on the on is it the updated version of the Strawman? If we can get more feedback on the Strawman, it will be helpful, because that goes into providing input for the report. It's almost done. I was finalizing on the executive summary and should be able to send out a first draft once we as the core rapporteurs have read through it. But I know that should be, again, by the end of the week, before our next call, we should be able to send out the first draft of the report so that we begin to have review internally on the report. But a lot of it is what we've already seen on the straw man, what we've already seen in terms of the lightning talk documents and the data shared by Aegis and Chris. So there is where we are at. If there is anyone who has any queries on the Strawman document or any areas of it, because we spent a lot of time looking at the elements. If anyone has comments on the rest of it, any of the other areas?
Fiona?
Yes?
Renata here. Yes, I have I think there's a bit of echo. Okay, now maybe it's better. I'm seeing there are lots of comments on the adversity strawman. There's also a comment on adapting it to a template. Can I ask, please, do we have deadlines for this? Or a drafting team? How's the process going? Thank you.
The process, there's a deadline for this. As per the CCWG schedule, we should be able to begin discussions on the report as from the 1st of February. So we are really like at the on the deadline period of finalizing on the drafting, first draft, initial draft. We have put together the views of that first draft based on the discussions we've already had. So the first draft of the report is based on the discussions we've had in terms of the different views, different perceptions of what we need to address. Like I mentioned at the beginning, some of the lightning documents that were circulated had recommendations in them, which we haven't yet discussed. So when we put them into the report, we will then begin to see how everything ties together and begin a discussion on concrete recommendations, building on some of those that have already been shared and agreeing or on which ones we will carry forward as recommendations from the full group and which ones we don't. So time-wise, we are like just on time. If I can get it circulated by tomorrow, we're within the time frame that has been provided. Does that help you, Renata, and everybody else? On the drafting team, I'm seeing your other comment on the drafting team. We did not manage to put together a drafting team for this. So Rafiq and I have been working on putting this together. But I think it would be helpful to have a drafting team that looks at it before it's circulated to the group. That would be great. Rafiq?
Thanks very much. Maybe just to clarify again about the timing. So if there is an echo. Okay. Okay, so in terms of the timing, I think what we are trying to do is to work within the next month, which is just starting from tomorrow, and that to get the first reading by Copenhagen meeting, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe Natalie or Karen can clarify that in terms of about the timeline. And so at subgroup, we have to work within those constraints to be able to deliver our first initial draft. But I think we are not closing. Clarify about the deadlines for the comments, but it depends when we can get the draft shared with subgroups. Just I want to ask maybe just to, in terms of clarification, so we, everyone has the same understanding and what we want to achieve.
Okay, thanks Rafiq, and yeah, Natalie does confirm that he should be ready for the first reading in Copenhagen. So as a subgroup, we have the month of February to discuss the report, at least a minimum of 3 readings before we present it to the larger CCWG in Copenhagen. And for that to happen, that it means that we Rafiq and I need to get out the first draft by latest Friday. Comments that came through in the previous comments that have come through in the diversity strongman have been incorporated into the report. So in case anyone is asking about, wondering about the comments of our previous discussions, all those have been collected from the previous notes of the meeting and been incorporated into the report in their respective areas. I have a question. I hope that puts Delela at ease. I remember one of the previous calls, you were asking about the recommendations and all the other input that is in the document, and I just want to assure you that, yes, we are capturing everything. And until, as a group, we make a decision on what we are moving forward, it's now going to be more visible in the report, as opposed to the strongman that was a document that was helping us just to facilitate the conversation. Any comments? Any questions? Sorry, I'm told on the chat that I was not audible. Let me repeat. I was letting Delilah know that a few calls back, she did ask about whether or not the recommendations that had been shared in previous documents, like the lightning paper she shared, would be considered. And I'm letting her know that, yes, we have considered them. We are putting them into the report because the report is a more detailed document than the strawman. And so we are putting into the report all the comments from previous discussions and engagements that we've had. So that means the recommendations, all the recommendations that have come through, some of which Delela had mentioned, such as the office, which we are in discussion with the ombudsman group. We are putting them still into the document, and until the discussions conclude and we agree on how we are moving forward, we capture them. Renata, you have a comment?
Yes. Thank you, Fiona. Okay, I think that's all right. Okay, can you hear me now? Yes? Okay, about the Renata here, about the recommendations and the comments, I see that the recommendations from Workstream 1 are there to be discussed. As I understand, we still have some time to discuss the Stroman document during this month before Copenhagen meeting, right? And about the Ombudsman Office, the office proposal, I think we should definitely discuss it more. I would support that proposal, and I agree on trying to gather references, including ICANN current ombudsman policy, the working groups, and try and read through that material and maybe incorporate some in some of the language at least, or refer to this in the in this document. Thank you.
Thank you, Renata. We will as we proceed. And thank you, Herb. We will definitely let you know how you can be of assistance, because I think you will be of assistance, like you've been with our Ombudsman group, in helping us understand better the role the Ombudsman office plays and how then we can build on that.
Fiona, this is Rafik speaking. So maybe some, maybe. Maybe some clarification about the diversity office. So we had a discussion before about the proposal that came from Dalila, and it was, I'd say, the document was shared in the mailing list for discussion. But in the last call, there was a proposal from Sebastian, because a discussion in the other subgroup regarding the Ombudsman office. And we had kind of a discussion if to see how we can liaise with them and discuss about if we think that the diversity office can be and the Ombudsman office. But as a subgroup, we didn't really kind of discuss in length about that, and just kind of an item for discussion now. So it's one proposal among others, and we will see how we can do that. So I think because, so for example, Dalila has just kind of joined the call, and she missed the other. Maybe I think she was asking to understand what we covered. So that's what we did before. But again, it is still kind of under discussion, and we didn't really went in depth in the mailing list. That's why. In the action item review, asked or kind of volunteered Sebastian if he can follow up in the mailing list and to get more input and feedback about this. So I think as a subgroup, we have to see all the options. We started with this idea of diversity office, which is not supposed to kind of overlap with our work, but to have it in the meantime. And so we can also see the possible option in how it can be implemented and so on. So we are not kind of For now, we are not agreeing on one option, but all of them are open for discussion and evaluation. So that's what I want to maybe clarify, just to avoid any confusion here. Thanks.
Thank you, Rafiq, for clarifying that. And yes, that is accurate. So we will look at the discussion as the checklist both on the list and on the call as we try to finalize on the report. Any other comments? Renata?
Thank you, Fiona. Renata here. I want to comment on something very new, but very worrying, which is the visa problems in the U.S. And I think the diversity subgroup should have in mind that this is an area in which we definitely need to worry about how to reach out to people who cannot participate in ICANN through arbitrary reasons. We already had a call with captioning on the 13th, and we discussed a bit about accessibility and remote participation. But somehow we must think of this, we must have this in mind when discussing the documents moving on, because we certainly will have to intensify remote participation and strategies for inclusion, given the current context that this brought up. Thanks.
Thank you, Renata. I think we will need to consult between Rafiq and I and the co-chairs and see how to incorporate all these new changes into our mandate and agenda. But we appreciate the feedback, and we will see how to move forward. Any other comments? Okay. I think in that case, and we have got a few more minutes before the end of the hour, and I would suggest if there is anyone who has any A or B, was there any A or B that had been tabled, or anyone who has anything to raise as an A or B? Please do so. I'm seeing Alice Munoz did not join us today, and neither did Kocha or Julie from the underserved areas working group. They held their first meeting in training session in Nairobi last week from the 23rd
to the 24th, and this brought together representatives from different governments in within the continent and the GAC officials, as well as ICANN staff. And from the discussion, I think from the report of their meeting, there's going to be, we may need to keep an eye, look out for it, and see how to address issues of access, issues of engagement within ICANN, especially for the underserved regions, because those have an impact in enhancing ICANN's diversity. So when the report is out, I will circulate it for your information, just so that you have that in mind as we discuss on improving ICANN's diversity moving forward. Is there anyone else with any other issues to raise or to report? I think, Rafiq, with that we can end the call, unless there's something you have that I may have missed.
Thank you. Nothing to add from my side. Just I think as you said, we will send the new version of the Stroman following the template, and it will be our focus for the next conf call. So we are scheduling the next call for February, and hopefully we'll send the invitation soon. So. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. Then, thank you for being part of the group and for your time. Really appreciate. Have a good night, good day, good evening, good morning, depending on where you are, and look forward to hearing from you, especially online once we circulate the first draft of the report. Thank you. Bye.